Hey everyone, this is Casual Fanatic.
Film reviews without the shoes.
I'm Luca, your casual viewer.
And I'm Cayman, your fanatic. So, how has your week been, Luca?
Dude, my week has started off pretty good, actually. Today was a good day at work. It passed really quickly, as did my Monday, because I actually had work to work on finally, not just like reading articles and doing research. I actually like was put on a project so I could actually, you know, use what I learned in school and my past job and do something, you know?
Nice.
Yeah, it was good.
What kind of project are you working on?
This one is, so it's a lot. It's a site to where we're basically working on details, facade details. That's basically the whole jam of it. There's like a factory, there's a hotel, and then there's a business, like an office building. And they're all three on the same site. We're doing that. Yeah, it's pretty cool. And yesterday, bro, no cap, I went to four different places yesterday to look for ice cream.
That's insane.
Yeah, I went to Trader Joe's and the ice cream there was like $9. And I was like, what?
For like a tiny little tub?
For like half a gallon.
I feel like $9 isn't bad for half a gallon.
That's awful. It's awful. And then I went to, where did I go after that? I went to Safeway. And then after that, I went to the most ghetto Walmart I've ever been to. And I never got out of my car. I literally drove by it and I drove away. I was like, I'm not doing this. And then I went to another Walmart about 15 minutes away from that Walmart. That's worth funny. It was a very good Walmart. And I got three tubs of ice cream because I had to make it my worthwhile, you know, I had to make it worth.
If you like, I feel like if you had said $9 for like a pint, then I'd be like, okay, that's a little ridiculous.
No, no, dude, I got each of these half gallons was $3.
Bro, that's way too much ice cream. Like, what are you doing with your life?
What do you mean? I haven't even cracked it. Dude, I got home yesterday at like 7 o'clock. I left work at 4:15.
That's insane.
Yeah, I drove around a lot looking for ice cream. But then again, every time I went to a store, I like felt bad that I went in there. And so I bought like a little something. And then
you're ridiculous.
Yeah, I can't walk in the store and then walk out. It looks like you're stealing something.
Bro, so I do that all the time. If I walk into a place and they don't have what I want, I'm like, all right, bye.
Damn, I can't do that. I don't know. I just feel bad. So I, it is what it is.
You got to be more aggressive.
Maybe. I don't know. I just don't want to look like a thief, you know? And then I'm like, well, I'm already here. Might as well get something, you know?
Let me ask you a question. Did the Walmart that you went to, did they have, like, on the front of the building, did they have, like, a giant blue square with the spark in it?
Which one? The ghetto one?
Either.
I don't know, actually. Why?
So they changed the logo a lot, and the most recent one is just, like, a big blue square and it has a giant spark on it and then says Walmart like under it.
A spark?
What like the they're weird little like it's got like six little like yellow tube looking things.
Yeah. I sent you a picture. I actually went on Google Earth and I looked at the fronts and they all have that little sparky thingy.
Okay, yeah. So the neighborhood market that you have, is that the one that you went to?
Hell no, that was a ghetto ass one, dude. I dipped out.
All right. Well, either way, it looks like both of these have the old logo where it says Walmart and then has the spark at the end. Yeah. But
that's not the new one.
No, let me key you in here.
Yeah, let me know, bro.
I got the down low for you. Yeah, I just sent you the picture. But like, imagine just that, like really, really big on the front of a building.
That's it. No Walmart.
It says Walmart like underneath the spark. But it's like much smaller letters.
Interesting.
The width of the word Walmart would be the same as the width of the spark.
Oh, okay. I can see that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting. I guess that's kind of cool.
Yeah. So guess what their reasoning for that change is.
Is it something super dumb?
Yeah, I think so. But I'm sure
it's too expensive to make the lettering. I don't know. I don't know what.
that it's like for to like further make their brand more recognizable, as if it wasn't already the most profitable business on the planet.
Everyone knows a Walmart. What? Excuse me?
So they want the logo on their buildings to look the same as an app. That's why it's okay, just a blue square with the spark on it. They want it to look like it does when you when you have the Walmart app.
That's so dumb. But I guess that's a reason. Okay. Oh my gosh. I mean, I wonder if that'll like help. Like, I wonder what studies they've done.
I mean, literally, I tell people at work that all the time. I'm like, I want to know whose job it is to, like, who is going through all of this data and is like, you know what? We would be 5% more profitable if we made this part of the wall orange instead of blue.
What?
Like,
that's crazy.
Someone has that job, because literally, I've only been working at this firm for like 7, maybe 8 months now. And yeah, there's been at least like 4 or 5 different times when they're like, I think we want the outside of the building to look different. And I'm like, but why? Why are you changing it? Like, what is fueling these decisions?
Yeah, what's like the background? Tell me.
Like, I want to know.
Yeah, give me the deets, please. Interesting. I mean, that's kind of cool, but there's not really much to change. Maybe that's why they're grabbing at all that other stuff, right?
I don't know, man.
I mean, Walmart is just a giant box, right?
You'd be surprised. I've looked at like 15 or so different Walmarts, and not a single one is the same.
Have any of them been like cool and organic?
No. I mean, they tend to stick with pretty straight lines, but there have been some that have like off angles, like not 90 degrees. Those ones suck.
Wait, really?
I hate the ones that don't have 90 degree. Because, like, then you end up with, like, back in the stock room, there's, like, this weird corner, and then you...
Yeah, like, shelf space. It's where, like, it doesn't do anything.
But it's dumb.
It's just there. I don't know if you guys can hear it. There's an ambulance going by. They're probably going to the Jewish hospital near me.
Interesting.
I hear them every day. It's funny. The last two apartments that I lived at, this one and the one previous to this in Arlington...
Yeah.
I lived really close to hospitals in both of them. And this is the only one where I've heard like some crazy ass like ambulances driving by.
Weird.
But anyway.
Anyway.
Enough. After 15 minutes.
Enough Walmart talk.
Yeah. What are we disgusting today, Caitlin?
What are we disgusting today?
What are we disgusting today, Bo?
We are going to be disgusting Godzilla King of the Monsters from 2019, directed by Michael Dougherty, or Dougherty.
Hell yeah.
I think it's Dougherty, though.
Sounds legit. Sounds good to me.
Yeah, this is the third movie in the Monsterverse.
Mm-hmm.
This movie had an estimated budget of $170 million.
Nice.
And it made almost... $400 million, about $386 million.
Not bad.
So Luca, tell me, what did you think about Godzilla King of the Monsters?
Bro, I thought this movie was fucking fire. I'm not even gonna lie. This movie was so fucking good, I forgot to take notes.
Are you serious?
I'm so serious. I was so into this movie, and at the end I was like, damn, that movie was good. And I was like, damn, I didn't write anything down either. Dude, oh, solid 9.5 for me. That shit was fire.
Really?
It was so good. I don't know what about it I liked.
I think that's literally the highest score you've given anything.
Yeah, I don't know. Something about this movie I just thought was fucking fire. Okay, maybe not 9.5. I'm going to give it 9.3, but it was so good.
Okay.
It was good. I just like the scenery, and they made Godzilla look so fucking good in this one. And the fighting scenes, I liked all of them, even though there were a lot of monsters coming out of the wazoo. It was so good. And this storyline was great too. Like, you know, the betrayal, and then like the insider betrayal by the actress Millie.
Yeah.
Millie
Bobby Brown.
Millie Bobby Brown. I actually know her from
Stranger Things.
Stranger Things. Yeah.
That's and I follow her on Instagram. This is actually her first feature film.
Oh. I mean, yeah, film. She was in a feature series, I guess, right?
Yeah. But like being on Netflix doesn't make you as popular as like having something in a movie theater.
That's very true. Yeah. I think she did a great job. I think it was really good. Bro, but the monsters were so fucking good. I mean, like the three neck-headed dragon. Hello.
That was
so fucking sick. And then Godzilla ripped one of their heads off. Wait. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
No, I'm spoiling it. We're not even in the spoiler section.
All right, listen, guys. All bets are off. Luca's so excited. We're going straight to spoilers.
Yeah, guys. Sorry about that. I'll backtrack a bit. I'll wait for my excitement of this. I don't know why I liked it so much, but it was fucking good. I don't know. I enjoyed it a lot.
Nice.
What about you? How'd you like it?
Well, let me tell you, I thought this movie was complete garbage.
Oh my god, really? It was so bad.
I think I'd probably put this at like 55.
Hell nah, brother. This shit was nice. No. I don't know. So look, maybe I was just in like a really good mood, but I thoroughly enjoyed it. I was just sitting there and I had a good time.
I mean, that's fine.
Yeah. Maybe it was because I knew Millie.
An acceptable
and that's like thing. Someone
here, let me put it to you this way. I have probably like 20 notes here, and
all of them are negative, huh?
Four of them are positive.
Well, that's good. Damn. Okay. Well, okay, hit it to me. What's the Red Tomato score, bro?
Well, what do you think it is?
I think it's great, but I already know, like, my opinion of this movie is weird. If I, like, take it in, like, super critically, you know, I'll probably put it lower. But I don't know. I really don't want to rate it because I thought it was good.
But, like, you don't, like...
Okay, so...
Out of 10 people, how many people liked this movie, you think?
Probably half, like you said, like 50. Probably okay, half. Okay. Yeah, I'm going to stick with that. And I was one of the people that really liked it. And I don't know why. Yeah.
Let me read you some reviews here. We have our fresh review coming from Dan Buffa from KSDK News. Dan says, after a subpar 2014 effort, Mike Dougherty keeps the focus on the monsters during this sequel, which makes for a lot of fun and a breezy pace.
Nice. I'm with that.
All right. Our rotten review comes from Jeff Beck from The Blue Spot. Jeff says, with its mind-numbingly dull action, flat characters, and nonsensical plot, it's rather difficult to find a single redeeming quality in the entirety of the two-hour tedious mess that is Godzilla King of the Monsters.
Bruh, I obviously don't agree, but I understand it. I don't know, I do agree that it was kind of messy, but at the same time, like, there's just something about it. Maybe the CGI of how they made, like, these monsters and the creativity behind them.
The CGI was good. I'll give it that.
Yeah,
CGI was real good.
Yeah, and maybe it was that, like, finally, like, from the other films to this one, like, the CGI was so good, and there were a lot of monsters that were coming out, which is, like, the point of Godzilla.
Mm.
It's, like, fighting weird monsters, and there were, like, five of them that were, like, different, you know?
Yeah.
I thought that was, I don't, maybe that's why I enjoyed it.
I do enjoy seeing multiple monsters, so that part was fun. I will agree.
Yeah. And I also think, like, the military in this movie was a lot better than any previous ones they had.
Okay. I guess I wasn't really paying that much attention to the military. They seem sort of forgettable to me almost.
Exactly. But that's like the point of, like, that's the good part. They, like, they did such a good job. Like, it wasn't like a sore thumb, you know, like, it just made sense. So, like, it just made sense in your brain. So you really didn't think about it that much.
Okay.
Well, let's, what do we get into here next?
I haven't even told you the score yet.
True. Exactly. I already assumed it's dog water. So,
the Rotten Tomato score for Godzilla King of the Monsters is 42%.
Oh man. Really?
Yeah.
That's actually depressing. Fuck.
Out of 348 critic reviews. So that means like 160, 100, yeah, like 160 people liked it out of 348.
That's not bad. It's not bad, but it's not good. Okay, but what about the regular, like the normal people like me, not critics?
The audience score is 83%.
Okay, that's so much better. Why? Why? What's the difference?
Also, I don't even, we're so into this freaking thing. I don't even think I said the title of our freaking game.
Oh, I don't think we did either, actually.
Well, people know what's going on.
Well, guys, this game is it fresh or is it rotten? Guess the percentage of good reviews this movie has gotten.
It's close. That's close.
Oh, fuck. I almost memorized it. It's so long. Wait, say it. Say it.
Is it fresh or is it rotten? Guess the percentage of positive reviews out of all the reviews that this movie has gotten.
Yeah, that's a mouthful. Guys, if any of you in the audience can say that without like cheating and like knew what it was, props to fucking you. Yeah, but I guess we'll do it backwards. You know, like we already gave you guys a review and that was the game. We just told you the game.
There we go. Before we get into our series, I mean, technically we've already had a minor spoilers here and there, not a big deal. But before we get into our serious spoiler talk, we're going to go ahead and we're gonna take a quick break and then we'll be right back.
All right, I'm going to be right back too because I just saw the sunset. Give me one sec. I got to take a picture of this. And we're back.
How was that sunset?
Dude, the sunset was real nice. It's like a weird, like on the very bottom, it's like still bright.
Yeah.
And then above that, like above the mountains, it's like really dark orange. And then above that, it's purple. And then above that, it's like lighter blue. It's fucking weird.
Nice. It's already pitch black here, so.
It's pitch black? Yikes. Yeah, I mean, I got home earlier today, so anyway.
Please. This is the spoiler section, although it has already started. This is the continuation of the spoiler section. Be aware.
All right, why don't you start us off with a positive?
I think that, like I said earlier, dude, the CGI in this film was so good. Like the movement of the monsters, the emotions that they displayed, because there were like what basically four big quote unquote primary monsters.
Yeah, I would say there was Godzilla, there was Ghidorah, there was Rodan,
and Mothra. Mothra, like you could tell she like basically loved Godzilla or was like the protector of Godzilla and gave him nutrients.
Yeah, freaking Elena joined me like halfway through the movie, and literally every scene with Mothra in it, she like started crying.
Wait, what? No shot.
She was like, oh my god, she's coming to protect her lover.
Oh, that is sweet. Did you look at her like, what the fuck, bitch?
I was like,
bitch, what? That's cute. Oh, would you do that for her?
Do what? Sprinkle my body energy on her?
Hell yeah, brother. Oh gosh, no. So
Mothra was gorgeous though. They had so many shots. Especially my favorite one is the one in the waterfall.
Yeah. Oh gorgeous. Yes. Dude, it was so good. And I think like just the emotions like these monsters gave off was just like it made sense to me. Like Rodan, right? He came out of a volcano basically. Yeah. So he was like a fire dragon, right? And then. Ghidorah. This one didn't really the way he came.
If you feel it nasty,
like they broke him out of what Antarctica, right? Like out of an ice cube, and then he was an electric dragon, which was interesting.
Yep, an electric alien dragon.
Yeah, alien dragon. Right. He wasn't even from this world. So, dude, the part where Godzilla ripped off his head, and then it like regrew the head back. I lost it. I was like, that is such a fucking good idea. And at the same time, I was like, damn, this thing is overpowered. OG. Like, how are they going to beat it? Like,
it's pretty metal for sure.
Yeah, fucking metal as hell. And then the fact that the monsters had like their own journey besides like on top of like the humans trying to fight the monsters, but at the same time, like, hoping Godzilla was good and keeping him alive, although they killed him at one point. I don't know. It was that. So basically, CGI was amazing, fantastic. Godzilla in this movie was a fucking beast. I loved the spikes on his back in this one and the way they glowed blue.
The spikes are different than in the other Godzilla movie.
Yeah, they were like more shard-like.
Yeah, I feel
like ice shards.
Hold on a sec, because I actually pulled up a picture while I was doing some do, you know?
And it wasn't even just like the spikes that glowed this time. So the one thing that was missing was the whoop, 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 you know, the sound effects. I feel like they lost a little bit on the sound effects, but then the visuals
Sound effects weren't as strong in this movie, I think.
I agree with that. But maybe if they would have done all those sound effects, it would have been maybe too much. I don't know. But yeah, visuals and the sounds. And
I just sent the picture to you. But yeah, in the 2014 movie, his dorsal fins are a lot sharper almost. Yeah, they're very straight and pointy. And in this movie, they're like, they almost look like leaves. Like they're very like spread out in different directions.
Yeah. They're thicker too. So maybe he aged, you know?
Yeah.
He's also way bigger.
He also, if you look at his feet in that picture, in 2014, he had a lot shorter toes.
Oh, he has a lot of claw in this one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sharper claw. Very cool. He has shorter, smaller arms too, I feel like, in this new one.
Yeah, it almost
way higher up.
Maybe it's just because he's like in a different pose. Like maybe him standing up straight is what's making him look
true.
Like, I don't know, you know?
Yeah, yeah. But like I feel like when he lit up with like his charge or whatever, like his scales also, like, I don't know, it just looked so good. And he looked like a fucking badass in this one. Like in the other ones, I was like, oh yeah, like cool. No, like cool, sure. But this one, like, it was like not just his dorsal fins that lit up, it was like his eyes and it was like his scales on the side of his body too.
Yeah.
And it just made him look buff as shit. But anyway, besides, you know, loving all over Godzilla, the other ones were also fantastic. I think, yeah. What about you, Cayman? So I've been talking a lot. Take off with your negatives because you have a list of like 15 of them apparently.
Hold on, give me just a second here. Okay, so it looks like the sound designer for this movie is some guy named E Squared.
Huh?
I don't know, man.
What is he, a DJ?
Look, he has a website, it's called e2sound.com. And his description says, E Squared is the sonic storyteller behind some of Hollywood's most successful films, including A Quiet Place, Godzilla, Argo, Transformers, and Kung Fu Panda.
I loved Kung Fu Panda sound effects, no cap. But okay, that's kind of cool. Interesting name, though.
Yep, I don't know. He's got a brand for sure.
Yeah, apparently.
The sound designer for 2014's movie is Eric Adle. And,
okay.
I mean, that's
I guess it. They didn't communicate very well.
I guess not. I don't know.
They didn't pass off the sound effects as they should have.
But yeah. Okay. So speaking of the monsters, one thing that like it wasn't necessarily like irritating, but just a little more confusing is it didn't really make sense to me that all of the monsters were like one of a kind. You know, because I like it felt like to me like the before like oh, how like we even
flying ones.
Like how we even talked about in the in the 2014 movie is like they're not really like evil creatures, like even the Mutos, like they're literally just giant animals that are like trying to live their life and happen to destroy things because they're so big.
Yeah.
And they made a very specific point of like that skeleton that was like another one of Godzilla's species that got destroyed by the Mutos. And so they don't really explain it, but you kind of get the idea that like the Godzilla that we have is the last of its kind. But then in this movie, I feel like they just didn't even bother to hint at any of the other creatures. Like it makes sense for Ghidorah because he's an alien, so of course like if he just came to this planet it makes sense that he wouldn't have a bunch of other ones running around, but like how are we supposed to expect any of these creatures to survive if they're literally just like each one like of them one-off? Is one off. Yeah.
Mm, that's true. I mean, yeah, that's a good question. Yeah, see, I didn't think of it like that deep down. But I mean, that makes total sense. Yeah, why are they all one off? So why aren't there like, why wasn't there a pack of
right.
each, you know?
And speaking of, because you had even brought it up in the 2014 one as well, is about how the Mutos have sex, and they brought that up during the it was like a court hearing or something in this movie, and then Dr. Sarazawa like gets a call and they all run out of the courtroom, and one of the other scientists is like, well, we're gone, let me put on a documentary about Muto mating, and then it shows the scene, like you said, of the two Mutos like kissing each other and then handing off mm-hmm. the nuclear bomb, and then they like yep. blurt out their faces for some reason.
Yeah.
I was like, bruh.
Yeah. And oh, actually that's like one thing that I remembered was that in this movie they actually talked about like if you want to play this, like this is their, you know, intercourse basically, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I guess, yeah, them hilarious. Them shoving their faces together was them
was
having
it?
Sex.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's another thing that like it didn't it, like I get that it was like mostly played for laughs and it's like, oh haha, but like seeing their faces blurred out in on the TV in the background, I was like, oh my god, this is so stupid.
Yeah. Cause like no military person is ever gonna blurt that out, you know, but in real life.
Even just also like points out the and they even like mention it several times throughout the movie as well, is like interspecies mating and talking about like, oh, maybe Rodan and Ghidorah are gonna do it, and like someone makes a joke about Godzilla and Mothra getting together, and I'm like, okay, that's like that's funny, but honestly, how are these creatures reproducing? Because that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah I don't know. I mean, maybe they're what are those creatures called that like don't need to have sex to have children or lay eggs?
Asexual.
Is that asexual? Yes.
Yeah. But usually when like creatures that have asexual reproduction, it's like every single one of them, like their children would just be clones because there's no genetic diversity there.
Right. Yeah. I don't know. There was actually one monster that we forgot to mention that was different from the rest, because I was just thinking like all of them were flying creatures, but like we saw like that giant mammoth.
Well, yeah, there were several other, like at the very very end there were like mm-hmm. three or four other ones you see for like 10 seconds.
Yeah, which I wish they would have shown that more, but you know, it is what it is.
Yeah. So I'll go ahead and before I get hardcore into my negatives, I'll go ahead and throw out another positive, as I did like the scene at the beginning where you see the Battle of San Francisco from the 2014 movie, but then like from a different perspective. And so mm-hmm. like you can see in the background the freaking halo drop with all the people jumping out from the sky and whatever. And then
that was in the background?
Yeah, you didn't see that. Yeah, you can see their like their red smoke trail in the background.
Oh, sick. Okay.
And then our family is like in the middle of this rubble, like yelling out, and we find out that their son died during mm-hmm. during that attack.
Yeah. And I think the way they tied that into this movie of like why they did what they did was it was really good.
And then you see the shot where like the dad, whatever his name is, is it like Mark or something? I think like that. I don't know. But he looks over and then like sees Godzilla smashing through a building. And then it reminded me a lot of, I don't know, you probably haven't seen it, but the Batman versus Superman movie.
No, I haven't seen it, I don't think.
Because that is also a sequel to Man of Steel, which is the first movie in the Snyderverse. But there's a Superman movie called Man of Steel, and at the end of that movie he has a huge fight with another superpowered individual, and they're flying around and beating each other up and like just destroying buildings because it's Superman, like they're super yeah. super powerful, and so they're just like flying through, they've got laser vision, they're like cutting buildings in half and shit like that.
Yeah.
And then in the beginning of Batman versus Superman, you see that same battle, but from Batman's perspective, where you see like Bruce Wayne driving through the city, and then the entire like buildings are just collapsing around him, and then he's like seeing all this destruction happen, and then he looks up into the sky and sees Superman flying around. And so like in his head, he's like blaming Superman for this destruction. And that's part of the reason that they end up fighting.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah. I hope the viewers understand that.
It was giving me those kind of vibes.
Yeah. Okay. 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 I can see that. Yeah. It's like low-key supervillain vibe.
Let's see. So starting off with some of my negatives here, and feel free if I say something that I don't like and you really liked it, chime in.
I shall. But can I start with one of my negatives?
That yeah, go
before
for it.
I forget. The helicopters that they were using.
Yeah.
They're called Ospreys, right?
Yeah.
So they're by Boeing. Basically, they're, for anyone that doesn't know, they're not helicopters and they're not technically planes. They have two helicopter blades, but they can rotate forward, so they can fly forward but land vertically.
Yeah.
And they can't land with the blades tilted down because they will actually touch the ground. They're so big. But the way they flew them. Oh, and fun fact about Ospreys.
Those kind of vehicles are called VTOLs.
VTOLs?
Which stands for vertical takeoff and landing.
Yeah.
Because like a normal plane, you have to have a runway because it has to move forward to take off. But a vehicle like that can take off vertically.
Gotcha. Yeah. They're called the helicopter transformers. their real name is V-22 Osprey by Boeing. Bell Boeing. But the cool thing, just side note, sidebar about these things, bro, they have Rolls Royce engines, which I think is pretty cool.
A lot of planes actually have, like most commercial airliners also have Rolls Royce engines.
Facts. And they're still in service now. They're still in service today. So you'll see them every now and then flying somewhere. But the way they used them in this film was not good. And it was not accurate for how they fly. I feel like they would have been better off without using like blades. They should have maybe put like jet engines or something like that. But the way they used these Ospreys, it didn't work. wasn't good. But anyway, that's my negative. Probably the only one.
All right. Well, my first negative, I guess, is more of like a nitpick, but I think it was kind of dumb how Monarch, this organization who has spent their entire existence studying these creatures, they just like absolutely suck at containment. And like,
true.
even before the freaking terrorists are going around and like releasing everyone, like even in the beginning with freaking Mothra, like they're like, oh, she's about to hatch. And then she comes out and immediately starts wrecking the place up. And I'm like, why didn't you guys have something better in place? And like the same thing happened in the first Godzilla movie with the freaking Muto. They had those electrical wires and then the Muto was just like, nah, fuck you, I'm getting out.
Yeah, I totally agree. I don't know, like they get out of those confinement areas too fast.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, okay, sure. Like you don't understand exactly what's going on and all that stuff. And they also had like weird futuristic weapons that shot electricity.
Yeah, I don't really know what that was about.
I don't either.
Also, because we see early in the movie that it's supposed to be like a trial or something, but they are having this meeting with the government officials where like the government is telling them, hey, you need to go kill all these creatures. And they're like, no, we're not going to. And they're obviously having this big disagreement. But I'm like, Monarch, from what we saw in Kong Skull Island, Monarch is a government organization. So I'm like, if they're not following orders, how are they still getting any funding? Like you'd think the government would be like, all right, well, no more money for you.
I mean, maybe they grew. I think they may have like intertwined with the military at that point. No?
I mean, the military is also government funded though.
That's true, but I don't know. I don't know that ecosystem, but I definitely understand where you're coming from. Yeah.
I don't know. Again, those are some smaller things, just like things that didn't really make sense. And it's like I feel like a lot of these things are just going to be like silly little things like that, which individually are not that big of a deal. But when you have like a whole list of things that don't make sense, then it just adds up to this movie doesn't make any sense.
Mm. It's funny though, like I didn't even notice that stuff. Like all the things you've been listing, like I just didn't even notice.
Something that I thought was like not even necessarily a problem, but just thought was funny is the frickin' the Russell family is just like obsessed with getting way too close to everything.
Yeah.
Like three different times. What's Millie Bobby Brown's character?
Shit. I don't remember her name.
Like, I want to say Mary, but I feel like that's not right.
Who knows? We'll just call her Mary for now.
But anyway, like three different times in the movie, she goes up and like just puts her hand on stuff. Like when Mothra hatches, she goes and tries to touch Mothra. And I'm like, okay, I get that you have this device that's like calming her down, but also like that's your child. Like what kind of person is going to let their kid go up and touch this giant monster? Like that's so dangerous.
I totally agree. That was one of the stupid things. Like also when her mom was there and like she just grabbed that guy's ID card and like buzzed herself in.
Yeah.
Like, bro, come on. Come on. That's so cliche.
Same thing. Yeah. When they were in Antarctica and she just like, I think like twice in the Antarctica scene alone, she like went up and put her hand on the ice for some reason.
Yeah, I don't know.
I was like, why is everyone trying to like, I guess it's mostly her, but there's also a scene later in the movie when they're in the freaking underwater base or submarine or whatever, and Godzilla is like circling them. And then the dad character, like he's like, open the shields. And then he like goes right up like face, like nose pressed against the glass. And I'm like,
yeah.
Why are you doing this?
I don't know, but it was kind of cool. I don't know why he did it, but it was kind of cool. No. Okay, let's talk about Millie Bobby Brown. And her name in the movie was Madison, by the way.
I knew it started with an M, though. I was close.
Yeah.
They probably called her Maddie. That's where I got confused. Maddie Mary.
Maddie. Yeah. The one thing that just really just annoyed me was kind of towards the end of the movie when she stole... Orca, the device, right?
Yeah.
When she stole it and just like
just she dipped out
through the vents and then she just walked out of the base.
Yep.
Like just walked out.
Yep.
And I was like, come on. Like you do this big thing where you're crawling through the vents, you see your mom, and then you just the next scene that we see her is like she's just walking out of this thing, and like apparently she walks all the way to the stadium area.
Yeah, I don't know like how far away they're supposed to be, but I'm right. Like, girl, you must have walked a ways.
Yeah, she walked all the way to the stadium, and then how long did it take for all those bad guys, quote unquote bad guys, to realize that
they have
the
terrible
one
security?
Machine,
yeah, the yeah. entire reason that they're there.
Yeah, the holy grail of their whole thing is missing. One, and two, the daughter's missing. Like, come on.
And even when she got to the stadium, there was like more military people there, like trying to escort people onto planes to evacuate the city. She just walks by and manages to get like up into like the press box of the stadium.
Right. And if anyone has ever tried to go to the press box, it is so hard to get up there. You can't even use the elevators without like a buzz in or
like
a card.
All of those doors would be locked.
100%. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. It was just one of those things where it's like, I feel like Millie did a great job in acting, right?
But yeah, that her acting was fine. So I think a lot of the writing for her character didn't make a whole lot of sense.
Yeah. It was just, it was
that's
rough,
that's on the writers, though. That's not Millie's fault.
Yeah, that's true. But anyway, a positive. Let's do a positive real quick.
Okay. You go ahead. Okay. I got a positive as well after you.
Mine will be super quick. I thought a positive was when the monster, what's his name?
Which one?
Oh, frick. Not Ghidorah.
Rodan.
Fire. Rodan, yeah. When Rodan busted out of the volcano and like it like exploded and he like spread his wings, I thought that was fucking sick. That was really it. I thought that was so cool.
No, honestly, that was also my positive, is I thought, because this is something that I thought was missing from the 2014 one with the Mutos, is these monsters are so ginormous that literally every time they flap their wings, it would be like hurricane speed winds.
Yeah.
And I felt like they didn't really show that in the other movie, but then they do here when Rodan escapes and he flies over the city. he like flaps his wings and like the entire town is just like torn apart by these super fast winds,
like sonic wind. Yeah,
right. And I'm like, that's what would happen. Like, that is cool, that because that makes, so it like, you know.
Yeah, well then again, Gordon was Rodan. No, I'm talking about now the other one, the three-headed one.
Ghidorah,
sorry, Gordon.
Ghidorah. Just mix them together.
Yeah, Ghidorah, like, although it was an alien, when it was flying around, like, that storm was developing around it, which I thought was also really, like, different, you know? I don't know. Yeah,
that was more of, like, cool. A weird alien ability, though, not necessarily because of its flying.
Right. But, you know, they tried to put some storms in it this time around.
Yeah. Another thing, I don't know if you noticed, but do you remember when Mothra was cocooned under the waterfall, and you see inside the base there's like the younger Chinese scientist and then the older black scientist?
Yes. Yeah.
So you would never know it just by watching the movie, because they don't ever mention it, but that older black scientist is supposed to be Dr. Brooks, who is the young scientist from Kong Skull Island.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh no, yeah. Did he have the same name?
Yep. Like, his character's name is Brooks. It's the same person, but they never call him by his name in the movie, so you have no way of knowing that.
What? Interesting. They should have capitalized on that. That could have been a good tie back.
And, well, there is another thing as well, cool. Is when they go down into Dr. Stantler, there was that one scientist with the white hair who was just like always being super annoying.
Yeah.
First of all, hated him. Wait, why? Every second he was on screen, I was like, oh my God, just shut the fuck up.
Wait, really? That bad?
Yeah.
Huh. Okay.
I just couldn't stand him. Honestly, like, I can't even explain to you why. He was just so frustrating.
Yeah, I can't either.
But at one point when they realize that Godzilla is using underwater tunnels to get places faster, mm-hmm. He like starts talking about Hollow Earth again, and he says Dr. Brooks was right.
Oh yeah.
So they mentioned like him. Shoved it. But yeah.
Okay. Yeah. He kind of like shoved it in everyone's faces too. Like, I knew it.
Yeah. But okay, that's another thing. Okay. So two things. First of all, is they mention the Hollow Earth thing and like, oh, Godzilla is using these underwater tunnels and that's why he's able to move around so quickly. But then when they go to Antarctica, they somehow beat Godzilla there. Like, they're like tracking his swim path, and they're like, oh, he's going to Antarctica, and they're like, oh shit, we have to go to Antarctica. And so they like take their ship there, and then they get there and they beat him. And I'm like, well, what's the purpose of these fast underwater tunnels if you're still traveling faster than Godzilla?
Yeah, I mean, well, then again, you have to remember Godzilla can't, I mean, they're jets that they're in, right? They could probably travel way faster than Godzilla.
Yeah, but the entire reason they were talking about the underwater tunnels is because Godzilla beat them to a different location and they still had the jets then.
True. Damn, yeah. That's a nitty-gritty right there, I feel like.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe Godzilla like stopped somewhere to
to get some ice cream.
No, like, he, remember his like cavern down there? Maybe he stopped to like gain energy. I don't fucking know.
That was another thing, is I feel like I really wanted to like that setting of the whole like underwater city thing, but them turning it into a Hollow Earth thing really was a put off for me. Like, they apparently like got sucked into some vortex, and then this city is supposed to be inside the Hollow Earth. And if they had just said like, oh, it's at the bottom of the ocean and it's like an Atlantis kind of a city, I'd be like, I'd be on board. I'd be like, super cool, whatever, ancient civilization. But they're like trying to make it inside the Hollow Earth either means that space for some reason didn't have any water before, and so like where did the ocean come from if the earth was like full of air, and just like it just one question leads to another, and it just didn't make any sense to me for there to be this city inside of the earth.
Interesting.
And it's also like a weird expansion on how they talked about, because in Kong Skull Island, remember, he also mentioned Hollow Earth, but when he was talking about it there, he described it as large underground spaces. And like, that was the extent of it. It's just like big caverns underground. And I was like, okay, that's believable. But now it's like literally like they got sucked into a vortex and now they're in the center of the earth and somehow still underwater. And then all of these weird like tunnels that Godzilla can take. And I'm like, they're just, Hollow Earth is already a ridiculous real life theory. And I feel like they keep pushing closer and closer to how ridiculous the real theory is. When they started, it was just like, oh yeah, you know, like just, we're just going to like hint at it a little bit. And now they're like, nope, the earth is full of water and there's an ancient city down there. I'm like, what?
Yeah, that ancient city came out of the woodworks, I kind of feel like too.
So I don't know. I wasn't a huge fan of that.
I got you. I mean, yeah, I get that. Let's see here. I just want to say that at the beginning of the movie, Miley kind of lost her accent.
Millie?
Because in reality, she's British, right?
Yeah.
And I knew that when starting. And so like when she started speaking in the English accent, I was like, oh, okay, cool, cool, cool. But I like paid attention to it and she lost it in a few spots. And I feel like if you're paying millions of dollars for this movie, like these few lines that she should be saying in like with an American accent, which I don't think is that hard to do, she should get it right.
I honestly didn't notice.
Yeah, she slips up a few times.
Yeah. I mean, and there have been, Elaine and I have been watching The Queen's Gambit on Netflix, mm-hmm. and there is a character in there that is also played by a British actor, and there were several times there that I also noticed him like starting to sound a little British, but for the most part, like he kept it up, and it was like a Southern American accent, which I guess I don't know if that's like easier or harder for foreigners to do, but I don't know. I thought, like I said, I didn't notice Millie being too British in this movie. So
yeah, I mean, it's at the very, very start. You can, if you just want to rewatch like the first 10 minutes of seeing her, like you'll hear it.
Another nitpicky thing, and this one, freaking, this wasn't even something that I had initially thought about, but after Elena had sat down with me, this happened, and she was like, "Bro, come on."
What happened?
Is when in Antarctica, when Ghidorah escapes and Godzilla shows up and they start fighting, Godzilla uses his freaking atomic breath, but then shoots it at this three-headed dragon who very easily just moves one of its heads out of the way.
True,
and Elena was like, come on, don't be stupid, aim for the chest.
True. Yeah.
I was like, kind of an stupid L. Godzilla.
Come on, bruh. Yeah, that's fair. I also kind of laughed at that part because it was so kind of ridiculous. I feel like Godzilla needs to be a better aim if he's gonna use that breath. And then he got hit or something, right? And he like was still shooting that atomic breath and like kind of broke other things around him, I think.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, that was kind of dumb too, but that's okay.
How did you feel about Mom being a terrorist?
Yeah, I don't know. I felt betrayed. I don't know, man. I feel like the way she joined the terrorist organization and the reason behind it was just dumb. We need to bring the earth back and humans are destroying it. And
it's like such a like that reason, basic like, villain reason, like humans are the real disease.
Right, right. And I was like,
oh my God.
Yeah, the reason behind that was kind of dumb. And then like at one point, the dad was like, you can't bring him back. Like he's dead.
Yeah.
Which, okay. Like, is she... It's interesting because like she awoke the things that killed her son.
Yeah.
It wasn't the humans. It was the things she's waking up. And so I was just kind of like, okay.
But also I like, it was another funny moment that Elaine and I laughed about is not only is she like doing this weird basic ass monologue about how bad people are, but this hoe prepared a fucking slideshow when she like Zoom calls and then she's like, look, and there's like videos of wars going on, and I'm like, when did you have time to make this?
And no one needs to see your slideshow. We know. Like, And she was like, yeah, we have like bases all over the earth. You should probably go into base because these guys are going to like literally kill everyone. She didn't care about anything. She was going to kill all humans, basically.
Yeah, pretty much.
And then
she was like, look at what happened. There was like, she showed like videos of Las Vegas and San Francisco. And it was like the city was destroyed. But then there was like these giant trees and everything was overgrown. And I'm like, you know that. Like, that doesn't happen that quickly, right? Like,
right.
This, because this movie only takes place 5 years after the first Godzilla movie.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, hey, I get it's like everything is a little faster because of the intense radiation, but like, ain't no tree gonna grow to full height in 5 years, radiated or not.
No. I mean, there are specific types of trees that maybe but
like, those were like building height trees.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know about all that either.
Yeah, just like it's just like simple little things like that, which just made it seem like someone either wasn't paying attention or just didn't care about making any of this believable.
Yeah, or like didn't think that the audience would be thinking about that stuff, you know?
Right, and I'm sure that's what they were planning on. Is they're like, oh, we don't have to put as much attention into all of this weird, stupid human shit because everyone's just coming here to see the monsters fight.
Right. Right. Which they did a great job at, by the way.
I mean, yeah, and like that's pretty much what all of the positive reviews are like, yeah, monsters.
Hell yeah, like, brother. That's what I like too.
I just like, ooh. I don't, that's not enough for me. I wanted more.
No, I get that. I get that. I feel like the military was good though. You didn't even pay attention to them.
Oh, I do. I have one comment about the military. They have, because Ghidorah is listed like, because they didn't have a name for him before, so they kept calling him Monster Zero. And like, you even saw on all of the like battle maps, you saw the little like logo with his wings and it said M0 on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, that's a fine designation. Like, he's a super old monster, whatever. And yeah. That made sense. But then there's like one scene where one of the scientists is like looking through a bunch of old legends and they're like, oh, well, it looks like this monster is actually an ancient alien, and older cultures were too afraid to even speak about him, and they called him Ghidorah. And then from that point on, no one in the rest of the movie calls it Monster Zero anymore. Everyone calls it either Ghidorah or King Ghidorah, which is even more stupid, because then they're just like, yeah, we're just going to accept that this monster is the king now. And I'm like, what?
yeah.
Like, even, and they even like, what really caught my attention to it is because there were a couple scenes where like people in the military started doing it and they're like, okay, we're following King Ghidorah. And I'm like, why the fuck would you call it that?
Right.
Like, just stick with Monster Zero.
Yeah. I feel like Monster Zero was a great name. It's like Patient Zero. You know, like something that something originates off of, like
right. The
first of its kind, you know, you don't need to call it a fucking name. Come on.
So, yeah.
Quite honestly, I didn't even care about that monster too much. like they resembled it good. Like, I don't know. I feel like it was good, but the name, I didn't really care for the name. I don't care for any name, honestly. Let's be real.
No, another thing that stood out to me is after Dr. Sarazawa. Okay, but I didn't even put this in my notes, but now that I'm talking about it again, it's kind of silly. Is like when they get to the Hollow Earth city or whatever, and Godzilla's laying there, and they're like, oh, what if we blow up a nuclear bomb? And that will give him energy and resurrect him or whatever.
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh no, all of our like remote control got busted, and so we can't launch a nuke. Someone has to set it off manually.
Yep.
And I'm like, okay, like I realize there is a bit of a time constraint, but like you could just as easily go back to the surface and then like tell someone else, hey, this is where the city is underground. Can you like fire a missile there?
True. Yeah. You're in but a sub already.
Yeah.
Yeah. And another thing is like, I didn't quite get it. Them blowing it up, because wouldn't that destroy his whole home?
Oh yeah, his whole home is destroyed, but
right. So,
but it's to give him extra energy so that he doesn't die.
I mean, I get that, but no, he can't go anywhere to like recharge, you know?
That's true. That's true. But everyone in this movie is stupid, so.
Yeah. And here's the funny part about that. So they sent those robots down there and the robots broke, but then they sent the human down there in like a little robot boat and it didn't break.
Yeah.
And then again, you saw another scene, which I thought made sense of him going up to Godzilla and like touching it, which I thought was kind of
cool. So that was the one time that like someone touching a monster made sense to me.
Yeah.
Every other time was like, why the fuck are you touching this thing? But like literally since day one, Dr. Sarazawa has been like full steam ahead. Like Godzilla's going to protect us. He's the best freaking thing that's ever happened to this planet. Like it felt more natural for him to like, okay, I'm about to die. I'm going to touch this freaking monster.
Yeah, exactly. And like he already knew he was going to fucking die because the fucking nuke. So
honestly, even without the nuke, like
the radiation was going to fucking fry him. He was literally next to a volcano waterfall.
Yeah. Yep.
Excuse me.
I'm surprised he didn't just spontaneously combust.
Yeah, or just fucking melt or fucking get sunburned, you know, like.
But yeah, so he blows up the bomb and the entire fancy underwater civilization is destroyed. And Elena also mentioned that same thing, not so much about like Godzilla's home being destroyed or whatever, but she was like, oh well, now all of that beautiful architecture is gone. And I was like, you're right.
yeah they just destroyed it like that. There could have been so many stories down there.
Yeah, I was like, you could have like sent so many like scientific teams to like study this ancient civilization and learn so much, but nope, we're just gonna blow it all up.
Yeah, and like I quite honestly, like, I have no idea how a nuke works or how the radiation, you know, comes from a nuke or how that.
Okay, happens, so what a nuclear bomb triggers a chain reaction, and there are two different kinds. You have fusion bombs and fission bombs. Fusion bombs is like two particles smashing together, and fission is like taking one particle and ripping it apart.
Right.
And both of those things cause a chain reaction, which makes all of the other particles around it do the same thing. So like you rip apart one particle and the energy from that rips apart all of the particles around it, which rips apart all of the particles around that. And so that's what creates the huge radioactive explosion. And so like that's what, because Elena was also asking about that, and she was like, well, like why would you even have to blow up the bomb? Like, isn't there already radioactive material inside of a nuke? And yes, but the amount of radiation that comes from the explosion is more than the amount that's in the tiny piece of radioactive material that's inside the bomb.
Gotcha. Good stuff. Knowledge is power, you know.
Yeah. So they have they blow up the bomb, and then they go back to the surface, and then Godzilla surfaces, and there's like this weird standoff, and they're like try to let him know that we're not a threat or whatever and stuff like that. And literally the entire time that scene was going on, all I could think about was, what is Godzilla standing on?
Yeah, like, when he comes out of the water. Yeah.
I'm like, they're in the middle of the ocean, and Godzilla is like ankle deep. And I'm like, what? Yes.
I mean, look, he could have been like treading the water with his tail.
That's exactly what Elena said. She was like, no, he's not standing underwater. His tail's just going.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I can come out like waist up and like just be kicking water like fucking crazy.
Yeah, but he wasn't waist up. He was like not even to his knees.
Yeah.
That's funny though. I think at the end with the stadium, I thought it was a little ridiculous that Madison didn't die.
Yeah, I feel like they should have killed her low-key.
She was up in that press box. Yeah, and she turns on the machine, which makes Ghidorah super angry or whatever, and he comes over and he's like literally standing right outside the building staring at her, and then goes to like shoot his weird lightning breath at her, and she somehow outruns the lightning. And I'm like, there's no way this monster is that stupid that he's like, I'm just going to slowly swipe this building. I'm like, nah, brah, that bitch would blow up that entire building in a second.
100%. And then like all of a sudden she was down already on ground level running away from it.
Oh, I'm like, how are you outrunning this monster right now? Like you're literally a child.
Yeah. I feel like in this movie, they were timid to kill some of the actors.
Yeah.
And because of the last movie where they just straight up
killed everybody.
Yeah. They just fucking annihilated everyone and just left the bad characters. And this one, they definitely should have killed. I liked her.
They did kill the mom at the end.
Oh, they did kill the mom, but that was also kind of forgettable.
Because she like drove to the middle of the city or whatever, and then
but
the whole city blew up. So
sure, but no one really cared about her.
That's true. I definitely didn't.
Yeah,
I also I don't know why. I don't know why she felt like she had to leave. She activated the weird aggressive symbol, and then she was like, "Oh, let me get in this car and drive away, and then the monster will follow me." And it's like,
yeah,
but you don't need it to follow you. Just like leave the machine on the ground and then dip out. And then dip out. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree 100%. I don't know. I don't know the reasoning behind that. She had plenty of time to put it down, get out of the car, get on the little airplane, and then fly away. And like it was kind of stupid too, because he just like tail or like whacked her car, and then that's really all we see.
Well, that was the other thing, is she gets like straight up launched, like tail whap, car like flies three streets down, smacks into the side of a building, and then she's like, she's relatively fine. Like she's obviously injured, but like
not that really much blood.
Yeah, I'm like, she would have been just straight up dead, like
100%.
But yeah, I'm honestly glad that she did die, because I was waiting the entire time, like while she was like working with the good guys at the end there, I was like, somebody arrest this bitch. She literally has killed so many people.
Yeah, but I'm glad she fucking died. She deserved it after all that betrayal.
Yeah.
TBH. Yeah. Yeah, I don't really have anything else. I feel like we've covered basically everything. No?
Yeah, I have, let's see. I have one more negative, and then I'll finish with a positive.
Bet. Good. All right, let's do it.
All right, so my last negative is also having to do with the mom driving away, is the freaking town, the whole city is pretty much destroyed at this point.
And the yet, street is free.
Yeah, somehow she's able to perfectly drive down the street.
Yeah, dude, I remember that too. I was like, how is this? There's nothing on the street. There's nothing.
Like every street is clear.
Oh my God, they could have done that so much better. She's literally driving in an H1 Hummer meant for like crazy off-roading shit, right?
Yep.
And then there's not even a pebble on the street for her to drive on.
Just casually driving down the street, full speed, like doesn't have to slow down for anything.
That did piss me off too, Loki. See, if I would have written it down, if I would have actually taken notes here, that would have been on my notes. but no, it wasn't. But yeah, no, 100%. It was kind of weird.
So yeah, I mean, those are all my negatives. Like I said, like individually, they're just like, come on, that's dumb. But it's not like a movie ruining thing, but the fact that there are like so many dumb little things, it was just too much when it all adds up for me anyway.
Yeah, I get that, but let's end on that positive. What was your positive?
All right, my positive is actually something that I didn't notice until my rewatch for this podcast. Last time I watched it, I didn't notice it, but when after Mothra sacrifices herself and sprinkles all her fairy dust on Godzilla, which was a little weird, but I got over it. But then when he like builds up and does his like huge red radiation explosion
thing,
all you can see like in the burst that comes out of him, you can like see the wing pattern from Mothra in the radiation.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Oh, damn it, I missed that. I didn't notice that.
You should watch it again, because like I said, I missed it the first few times I watched it as well, but it was pretty cool.
Huh.
And well, I think they even like when the explosion happens, they even play like the Mothra sound as well. So it's like really emphasize that like Mothra's energy is with Godzilla.
Oh, that's fucking sick. What? Yeah. Okay.
Highly encourage you to rewatch that scene at least.
Yeah. Good movie though. I don't know. Would you still rate it that low like you did?
55. Damn, yeah. Really? Yeah, probably.
That's like, but the CGI was so good and like the storyline was so good.
The CGI was good in the other two movies as well, and those ones didn't suck as much.
No, not as good. The monsters in this one were way better.
I disagree. I thought all of the monsters in Kong were great. I thought Godzilla and the Mutos both looked amazing in the first Godzilla movie.
I don't know. I feel like Godzilla did way better in this one.
Honestly, yeah. I'll be real. I don't know if I like his weird giant spikes on his back. I like the smaller, sharper ones better. That's just personal preference, though.
They were too rigid for me, the other ones. These looked more like natural and organic.
I see. I felt the exact opposite. I felt like these ones felt more like they were designed to look like a monster movie. I felt like the other ones were like, yeah, that's how scales would form on a real creature.
I don't know. Maybe. But either way, it was a... I enjoyed it. I think the casual viewers enjoy it, and then the people that are more critique-like, less so. But well, yeah, overall,
that's what we're here for, is compare and contrast between casual viewers and not so casual viewers.
Yeah, two different opinions. Yeah, well, let's move on to our other segment, trivia.
I actually don't have that many trivia things here.
Okay.
But we'll get through them.
Let's do it.
Doherty, the director, revealed his inspiration for wanting to visit Godzilla in his undersea home. He said, "It's sort of like a Jules Verne-style adventure. I just feel like we never see these kinds of scenes in big movies anymore, because it's usually so much about running, jumping, explosions, and giant blue beams going into the sky. I miss the classic, almost Indiana Jones-style adventure where they enter a strange new environment, where you would enter mysterious new locations and have profound implications about who or what we are."
Okay.
Second piece of trivia here. Though it is only briefly seen, Dr. Russell's cabin in Colorado is the same cabin that was used as Tony Stark's house in Avengers Endgame.
Okay, I've never seen it, I don't think, but that's kind of cool.
Well, you know, we'll get to that, so one of these days.
I'd be down to watch it.
All right, so here I have two separate facts that I feel kind of conflict with each other, which while I was reading through the trivia was like kind of frustrating me even more, but we'll see what you think. So this one says, Ghidorah's three heads are shown as having three distinct personalities, with the central head acting as the leader and the other two following orders. The right. left head in particular is noticeably less intelligent than the other two.
Dragon Tales.
Bro, it's been a long ass time since I've seen Dragon Tales.
Dragon Tales. Remember one of them? I think it's only two. And one of them is a stupid heads. One.
Yeah.
Yeah. But no, I didn't notice. I remember I was always like laughing at one of the heads because like it was always doing something like kind of like low key funny. And then the other one, like the leader, like snapped at it.
Yep.
So.
And then this other fact says, as stated by Michael Doherty, when Ghidorah's head is severed and a new one grows, the newly grown head retains the original head's memories and personality. He says this occurs because Ghidorah's neurons are scattered throughout his body, similar to an octopus.
Oh, kind of cool.
It is kind of cool, except it doesn't really make sense with the other fact, because if the neurons are spread throughout the body, then that means the three heads don't have three separate brains. And if they don't have three separate brains, then they shouldn't have three separate personalities.
But what if there are three brains and they're just in the body of rather than in the head?
But that's not what it says. It doesn't say the brain is in the body. It just says it has neurons scattered throughout his body.
Yeah, I mean, I get you. Anyway, I don't know. Maybe neurons saying, are like different.
I think the director of this movie was just like throwing shit at the wall. Like people would ask him a question and he would have an answer without thinking about everything else that he said beforehand. Yeah.
Yeah. That's too funny. Yeah, well, that's good. That was a good trivia piece.
Yeah. Well, that's all I got.
Well, that was good. That was a good one to end on. You know, just like us, we have different opinions, different thoughts, different brains, you know.
Yeah.
That's just how it be sometimes.
But anyway, yeah, that's what we got for trivia. So if anyone in the audience has thoughts about 2019's Godzilla, King of the Monsters, let us know. If you agree with either of us, disagree with both of us, if we missed something that you think we should have talked about, you can send an email to casualfanaticpod@gmail.com or hit us up on Twitter @cashfanpod.
Send an email. You know, if you listen to this and you're listening to my voice right now, don't tell me and please don't tell Cayman. Just send us an email so we can all gather that information in one place and move on from there.
We get a lot of people just like coming up to us and trying to tell us things about our podcast, but we would much prefer if you went through the official channels.
Please. Yes, please. So that we both know, you know, Yeah. We don't forget anything of the important things that you tell us. Much love, Cash fans.
And as always, if you would like to help support the podcast, please spread the word. Get more people listening. Get more people talking about us. Tell your friends to tell their friends.
Heck yeah. Tell your grandma to like tell your her other grandma friends, because we know grandmas love talking. So.
True. So yeah, thank you for listening. This has been Casual Fanatic.
Thanks for listening.
I don't know why I did that backwards, but yeah, whatever.
You did. Hey, we started backwards too. We end backwards. Let's go. That was good.